Right now, speaking of technology, let's bring in the man with a weather plan, Pat Pagano. Hey, Pat, did you know that in the Northeast United States, the temperature in the oceans is increased by 2 degrees?
That's not good.
No, that's not good at all. It is, and that is slowing down that flow, which brings warm water north and then the cold water back south once it gets up along Iceland and stuff like that.
Right. So this is going to mean a lot more in the way of ice melting. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
And ice melts. What happens thereafter?
The temperature, the oceans will cool.
Well, the oceans will rise, and coastal areas will be subjected to flooding.
Well, that report just came out today, so that's 2 degrees. The summer was 2 degrees warmer than a couple of years ago.
And that could account for the fact that it was such a busy hurricane season.
And it could account for the fact that we get tornadoes in November.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah, very true. You're right there. But in the meantime, there'll be no tornadoes today. There'll be no thunderstorms today. It's just going to be a nice, calm November day, partly sunny, low 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50. Partly cloudy Thursday, 60 to 65. I'm giving you the wrong forecast. Right? I'm going too far ahead. That's what I'm doing. I skipped right over to today. Today is mid-40s with sun and some clouds. Tonight, still cold, 25 to 30. Then we go to 50 Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. Showers come in Thursday night. They leave Friday morning with a cold front. It gets windy and cold in the 40s and falling slowly on Friday. Saturday is a nice day. Cool. Probably only mid-40s, but sunny. And then Saturday's cloudy and a little milder in the low 50s. Jury's still out on what could happen Tuesday of next week, which is Thanksgiving week. I have been watching the models, and I have never seen the models. Well, initially, the models were all consistent on Tuesday, and then they started going back and forth. But the modeling that I have seen is all indicating a very heavy precipitation event for Tuesday, along with wind. And of course, then the tail end of that in the back on Wednesday, still a lot of wind. This is next week, folks. A lot of wind and cold with maybe some snow showers ahead of it, but it should be wet on Tuesday. The European model continues to insist on a major, major system on Tuesday with heavy wind and heavy rain. A lot of rain. I've seen amounts, somewhere between 3 and 5 inches for Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to see how they actually get together or still stay apart. It's only Tuesday. We're 1 week away from the event. But just remember, and I always remember this, the Euro was the model that predicted Sandy 1 week in advance. And it did a great job. So let's see now if the Euro's onto it, because as you recall, last week when they were forecasting a storm, that one kaboom. Forget that. That didn't work. So this one I seem to have a little more confidence in my opinion, from what I see. I'm looking at the upper atmosphere and what it can do and what it could produce. So we could be in for some stormy weather early next week.
But no accumulating snow or anything like that. Just
that's
rain.
That's hard to say.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's out of the question.
Okay. Especially with how extreme the weather is now, every now and then.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
You've got that little monkey wrench thrown into what was a fairly normalized forecast.
Yeah. I mean, my sister said to me last night, I don't understand. Why are we having tornadoes in November? I said, I will tell you this again. The extremes are now the normal. She says, what do you mean by that? I said, what used to be once in 100 years will now become once in 1 year. Why? I said, it's the whole thing. The whole warming of the planet and the whole thing. She said, oh my goodness, I can't believe that. I said, she said, any time that you cannot get a tornado. I said, truthfully, no. I said, you could get tornadic activity almost in any month. Yeah. I said, but it is so much more likely in the spring and summer, and that's when they could be actually very bad. I said, just like hurricanes, tornadoes have scales. 0, you know, up to 3, 4. Thank goodness the ones that we had on Saturday were 0 and 1, which is up to 110 miles an hour winds. You know, in the Midwest, you know, they get the real tornadoes. You know, winds in the Midwest with a tornado could exceed 250 miles an hour. So, I mean, that is just devastating. So we, you know, at this point right now, there is nothing that we wouldn't experience here in the Northeast, weather-wise. I mean, we're talking tornadoes, hurricanes, tropical storms, severe thunderstorms, ice storms, blizzards, snowstorms, heat waves, cold waves. What else? I think I covered the gamut here.
I think so. I think. Well, no, but it's true. I mean, and it's not that we get them all the time, but now the whole thing is, well, once again, whatever weather we get, it seems that it can be, it just seems it's more extreme. That's just
it's more extreme. And, you know, like I said to my sister, I said, you know, the people at the Severe Storm Center, which is in Kansas, I believe it's Kansas or Oklahoma, maybe Oklahoma, I don't know. Anyhow, I read their discussion Saturday morning. And they were talking about thunderstorms that could become severe, although the extent, meaning how high they would rise, would be limited in this event. But I remember the gentleman saying, a couple of tornadoes are not out of the question, especially over Connecticut, he said, southern New England, and Long Island. Now, this was at 4:30 Saturday morning when he put this out. For, you know, Saturday afternoon. And he was spot on. And I said to my sister, you know, they deal just strictly with severe weather. That's all they have to do there, the Severe Storm Prediction Center. The Hurricane Center deals with tropical weather. That's all they have to do. Your brother has to deal with every kind of weather imaginable, which makes my job a lot harder. So she goes, yeah, I see. I said, so... it's not as easy as it used to be. The money I make today was much more well worth it 25 years ago. If you get my drift, Marshall.
I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it's exciting from a standpoint of meteorology. It's very, very exciting, but that doesn't mean I like it. I mean, this is my rough season that I'm going into. This season is the season that Pat gets very little sleep, you know, because of winter storms and everything like that. So while it could be exciting, the excitement has kind of died for yours truly, because I know I'm just going to be working. Even if you don't have major big snowstorms and you wind up with ice and ice, snow to rain and all of this stuff, you know as well as I do, Marshall, that is worse than a blizzard.
Oh yeah, the especially ice storms. I mean, a blizzard, yes. Blizzards are tough, but they're tough over the long term. You got to dig out and But when you get ice storms and trees start coming down and power lines coming down, it's weeks worth of recovery. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Let's hope we don't have any of that. But I really do think it's going to be a sloppy winter.
Sloppy winter. Well, what the heck? Well, my heat mat arrived and will be installed tomorrow.
I thought it was going to be installed yesterday.
I don't move as well as I used to, and I'm having somebody install it on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's
good. It's like 5 feet long and 3 feet wide, and it's unruly, and with the bad knees, it's just I got it out of the box, and I said, you know what, that's it. I'm gonna have somebody else do this, not me. So I lazied out of it.
Okay, but in the meantime, you were okay this morning, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Because even though it's 37, it wasn't below freezing. Like on Sunday morning when we had that rain, then it got very cold Saturday night.
Right,
it got
right.
down to 28. Well, there was like a quarter of an inch of ice on the hood of my car. And on the wood, of course, that had a little slick surface on it. That was the difference. But no, this morning, A-OK, no problems. How's the mouth this morning?
It's a little bit better.
Good.
I wouldn't say it's not pain-free, but if we did a 1 to 5 pain scale, with 5 being the worst, it was definitely 5 Friday, and today I'd say it's about 2.
That's good. Yeah. Go and so now you could probably at least sleep with this.
Yeah, this is much more bearable. Yesterday I was able to go the whole entire day without taking any painkillers at all.
That's good.
So I was kind of relieved about that, but I still have to take the antibiotics. Yeah. I have to take the antibiotics right through Friday.
All right. Well, keep improving there, Pat.
Well, that's all we could do. You know, we could just hope that everything goes good, and that's the end of that.
All right. I will check with you tomorrow morning.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.